Welcome back. It is Farm Talk Mick Care, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. As I mentioned, Monday we had Bryce Anderson on, and he gave us a forecast for cold and snowy this winter. Not only did we not like the forecast, we didn't like the fact that it kind of showed up already. So from the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, Director Meteorologist Daryl Richeson. Daryl, can you do better than cold and snowy this winter?
Well, that sums up every winter here for the last 25,000 years.
Yes.
It'd be tough to deny that, but if you mean snowy in the sense of above average, we'll see. If you don't count the October snow into your seasonal totals this year, I bet we're closer to average or a little bit below on snowfall this year.
Well, which and sometimes the colder than normal winters are a little dry.
Exactly my point. I wouldn't be surprised if we're a little bit below average on temperatures, but the snow, oftentimes, and this happened to us last winter, you take away one of the two big snowstorms we had last year. One was on November 30th. The other one was a couple of days after Christmas. You take one of those away. Last winter, we really finished below average on snowfall, but with them both, we finished pretty much right at the average. I'd say the same thing this winter. If we can avoid a big, giant snowstorm, I bet it's average or below on snowfall. Again, if you don't include what we've seen here in October.
Yeah.
And but that's not winter.
Right. And what the heck happened? Last week it was beautiful and farmers were combining like maniacs. And this week we have three storms coming right through pretty much on the same path. What's happening there?
I don't know. What did you do, Mick?
I don't know. It's let's see. What did I did the Farm Talk Fall Harvest Tour last week, which...
That probably was it. Once we get through these, the good news, I think tomorrow's storm will be, sadly, those areas, Sisseton had 6+ yesterday. I think the one tomorrow will be northern South Dakota up towards Duluth, so probably south of Fargo-Moorhead. A lot of northern North Dakota probably won't get much snow from this system tomorrow. And then Sundays, hopefully it'll do the same thing, kind of be a little bit worse south of us than locally. But, once we get to the middle of next week and beyond, it's looking really, really good again. So, this has been a tough 10-day stretch when we're all done with it. But better weather is coming again before real winter settles in.
Yeah, which is weird because is it unrealistic to dream that early November could be warmer than the second half of October?
Probably will be the case. Actually, I never really thought of it that way, Mick.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're right. I mean, this truly, folks, is about as cold as we can get this time of year. It's a cold snap of cold snaps for this time of year. But again, it's only going to last about 10 days here, and we're in the middle of it. And then after the middle of next week, I think we probably have a couple of weeks of pretty good weather. You have to temper your hopes. It's going to be the end of the month, our average highs are only in the mid-40s, but I still think we have several more 50-plus degree high temperatures heading our way. In western North Dakota, I wouldn't be surprised if they get a couple more 60-degree days out of this fall yet.
Well, great. Let's melt this stuff, make it go away. So, now, Daryl, I thought that with climate change, we are going to experience earlier springs and later falls. That has not happened the last 3 years here.
No, once this fall is done, though, overall, it probably will balance out pretty well. I think this cold snap is probably going to doom my warmer-than-average 3 months of autumn-type scenario. But, November, this autumn, I think once we look back at it in early December outside of this stretch, wasn't awful on it. But you're absolutely right. I mean, this is bad timing. There's been no decade since records have been kept that have been as snowy as this decade has been in October. It's been really some tough, tough Octobers in the last 10 years. This decade technically goes from 11 to 20, so this is the end of the decade technically. So, there's no doubt it's been really, really tough. And we know we've had some tough springs for about the last 20 years, really since the turn of the century. So it's been a change. We'll go probably back into a better pattern eventually in the next 10 years, but boy, this one has been tough, no doubt.
For sure. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about La Nina. The influence here in the middle of the North American continent usually is colder winters. And is that what you see here?
Well, I do always remind people that the winter of 11-12 was a La Nina. And, you know, the calls were from some people of just doom and gloom and this really, really cold winter is heading our way. And that's the warmest winter on record. Mm-hmm. Happened during a La Nina. La Ninas are not as predictable as, say, El Ninos are. And I always remind people that one thing does not create the weather. It's always a combination. A La Nina is one, and it might be the biggest factor, but it's not 100% of the factor going forward to this winter. So, again, I mean, that La Nina is present. It's going to be with us the entire winter. I would lean towards, you know, probably a little bit colder than average, but I also remind people that, you know, most winters, Mick, as you know, we tend to finish within a couple degrees of the long of the mean over a season. And so it doesn't mean we're going to finish the winter 10 degrees below average, which we've done in the last 20 years. But I don't think it's going to be this upcoming winter,
okay.
Hopefully at least.
Yeah, well, and that's how climate statistics, we usually end up pretty close to average, or in the case of our winter statistics, mean.
Right, absolutely. But, you know, it's a completely different scenario than last winter. And, you know, the La Nina is having bright impacts in South America. You know, there are very dry conditions in Brazil and Argentina right now, getting their soybeans planted and stuff. You know, I would say the same thing there. Yeah, La Nina is part of that, but it's never always the complete answer. It usually is like two or three things coming together over a season. So, again, don't give up complete hope. And, you know, there's a lot of people, well, La Nina is always equal drought. And we had a really dry summer in a lot of parts of North Dakota this past year. And, you know, I do tell people, I do understand your concern for next spring. But, you know, next spring, next summer is still a long ways away, and a lot can change in the next 6 months.
Well, for sure, yeah. We went into last winter thinking it was just going to be the worst. But around the middle of January, things changed, and we ended up with a pretty fine spring.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the flooding wasn't in most areas as bad as most people had feared, too. So, again, you know, just what's happening today doesn't always necessarily equate, you know, for the next several months. But, I always tell people, I do understand your concerns when you may do bring those types of subjects up to me.
Yeah, all righty. Well, so we'll get through this week and then hope for better weather. Let's brag up the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network. You have had great support from individuals, from co-ops, from companies. You've added a lot of stations this year.
We just added our 160th in our MesoNet.
Wow.
Right before the cold snap hit. So we're up to 160 now. We just got that $6.4 million grant to upgrade in the upper Missouri River Basin. So that'd be folks that their water drains into the James or the Missouri River. So it doesn't include, say, North Central or the Red River Valley for upgrades. But that was awesome, too. And, you know, I've been so fortunate. I have a great team and a lot of businesses, individuals, you know, have been working with us in the past couple of years. So when people ask me how things are going, I always tell them I don't know how they could go much better. I'm a very lucky person career-wise. Things are going really well. But to me, the most important thing is it's awesome for agriculture and for the state, you know, for ag, for flood forecasting, all of these things. And that's what we're trying to do, is to be a benefit to everyone in the state and the region.
Even before the $6.4 million grant, you are able to get the inversion data out there and the app out there for people spraying in the summertime. So what will you be able to accomplish with this grant?
We will be upgrading all of the stations and then adding more stations in the upper Missouri River Basin. So all of our stuff, you know, say Carrington down through Edgeley Oaks, and then we right now do not have a station around Ellendale. We'll be able to add a station. We'll be able to add some stations in the central part of the state where we don't. But the important thing to me is that this will be about half of the state. We'll be able to add all-season rain gauges. So winter precipitation, we'll actually be able to measure that. You know, we won't tell you that it snowed 3 inches, but we could tell you that, okay, there was a quarter of an inch in that 3 inches. And that's the one climate thing. Like yesterday, you'll hear everyone tells you how much snow they got. Mm-hmm. How much liquid is in there is the important thing. And so we'll be able to get that information out for the entire, you know, part of the upper Missouri River Basin in the state. And that alone will be about almost $1 million worth of equipment. And so that's just going to be incredible that you'll be able to look at NDON in the wintertime and see, you know, the quote-unquote the rainfall, you know, the liquid equivalency. But we'll have other sensors in place for the Army Corps to be able to measure soil moisture throughout the state, which is a benefit for ag as well. So almost everything we're doing for the Army Corps is a big benefit for agriculture as well.
For sure. Well, a feather in the cap, a great resource for farmers, and now even going to be a greater resource for everybody. Darrell Richeson, Director of the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, always a pleasure to have you on the radio. Have a good rest of the week.
Thank you very much, Mick.
Talk to you later.